You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications, disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired.
Interesting thing in tech, once again, involves Zoom. It keeps coming up in complicated ways, of course, because this is a company with very few users before March, and now we all use it all the time. All right, so here's the story of the day. Zoom has said that they will not provide end-to-end encryption for their free users. If you're an enterprise class user, you can get end-to-end encryption. End-to-end encryption means that if I'm on Zoom, you're on Zoom, information gets passed from me to you, means it's not encrypted as it goes between us. So, immediate reaction is probably, what the hell? Like, end-to-end encryption is now fairly standard for a communication system. It helps keep you safe. Helps let you know that hackers aren't going to be able to access whatever you're talking about. Zoom has the ability to do it too. They acquired an end-to-end encryption company not that long ago. So, first round, when the headline comes out, it's like, what the hell? But then Zoom puts out its defense, which is, well, now wait a second, right? Like, there is no stored information of Zoom. It's not constantly being recorded. So if you want to catch bad actors, you kind of have to catch them in the act. And in fact, there are a lot of people who are guilty of child exploitation. They're doing all kinds of terrible things with Zoom bombing. There are a small number of bad actors who do really bad things. And in fact, the only way for law enforcement to catch them is if you don't make Zoom end-to-end encrypted, to give law enforcement the ability to intercept that call as it gets transmitted across your ISPs. So Zoom's policy is one of those that looks really bad at first. Maybe your opinion changes when you learn more. But once again, this is a company in a lot of flux, a lot of big policy decisions to make in a very short period of time. It's probably one of the most interesting companies in tech, and that's why today it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.